The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 22nd, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, Sakshat, not imagination. Here it is said, Saiva Jiva Lokasya Maya Sakshat.
Yes.
Samadha Purusha Sakshat Ishvara. Sakshat, direct, not indirect. Just like we are meeting face to face. So it is not that I am imagining. Face to face, saksha. So, akhya. Akhya means eyes, or senses. With senses. Krishna cannot be seen with these material senses. Atasya Krishna namadi na bhave grahyam indriyai. It is not possible to experience Krishna by these material blunt senses. It is not possible. You have to purify it. How it is purified? Sevan makhi hi jivado sam eva spuratmada. When you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, sevan mukha, Krishna you want to serve. This much wanted qualifications. No education and qualification, no PhD degree, or to take birth in a very high family, or to become rich, nothing. Simply a true feeling, desire. Krishna, so long I remain forgetting you. Now, somehow or other, I have come to the sense that you are everything. By hearing from my guru or the spiritual master or from the shastra, sadhu shastra, satsanga, sadhu shastra, labhumatra sadhu sanghe sarvasiddhiha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, sadhu sangha sarva shastre kar. Lavamatra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi har. It is required, sadhu sangha. Then, if you meet sadhu, by one or two words from him, can convince you about supremacy of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, he'll take birth after birth, bahunam janmanavan. Therefore, we have to make sadhu sangha. Satam prasangat mama bhita sangvida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. Sadhu sangha is very essential. Satsanga. Otherwise, there is another verse in the Brahma Sangita that Vedesu Dullam. You cannot understand Krishna by studying Vedas. Although Vedas means knowledge, and ultimate knowledge is to understand Krishna. So called Vedanti, will find so many Vedantis loitering on the street. But they do not understand Krishna. This is their qualification. They interpret Krishna means this, Kri means this, Ra means this, like that. When Balabhacharya said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I have described Krishna's meaning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately refused. But I do not know any meaning of Krishna. I know Krishna, Gopijana Vallabha, that's all. Gopijana Vallabha, ma. What is the meaning of Krishna? No interpretation. No imagination. Krishna is Vrindavan Chandra Gopijana Vallabha, Girivara Dhari, that's all. So we have to understand by sadhu sangha, then we can see sakshat Krishna. Krishna comes to convince us there is no question of imagination. See me. Here I am. That is Krishna. Why you are imagining? Krishna therefore comes. Here it is said, tathāyāṁ ca avatārasti bhuva bhāra jihirsaya. Avatāra does not mean a big beard or big hair. We do not like to see such ugly avatāra. We kick on their face, this avatāra. This is not avatar. Avatar must be mentioned in the Shastra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Sanatana Goswami, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described about avatar. So just to make a little joke, because they are personal devotees. So he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the avatar. Still, he inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how we shall know one avatar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why? It is all mentioned in the Shastra. So avatar should be understood from the Shastra, not by jugglery or magic. This is rascal. As soon as one wants to establish his avatar seed by jugglery and magic, a kicking out immediately on the face, direct. Kick him. Let the avatar take steps. I don't mind. If he's avatar, let him kill me, all right. But I shall kill him, kick him on his face. Not that, avatar. Yet, bhubo bhāro jihirisvaya. Then avatar comes to do some particular work. This is Lord Ramchandra to punish Ravan. That is avatar. And there are many avatars. They are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, and Varaha avatar, Vamana avatar, Nijinga avatar, and Parashurama avatar, Balaram avatar, Buddha avatar. Buddha is also avatar. Kesava dhita buddha sarira jaya jagati. We do not agree with Buddha philosophy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Vedanamaniya buddha haila nasti. Buddha philosophy is atheism. There is no God, he says, there is no God. So that is atheism. And especially, there is no God, there is God. That is not the point. The point, his point was to stop the animal killing. Sadaya ridaya dar sita posu ghatam. Krishna became very, very sympathetic to the poor animals. In the name of Jagga, these rascals, rogues, are killing so many animals. Therefore he came as Buddha Avatar. Sadaya Ridaya Darsita Pasu Ghatam Kesavadhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha. So Vaishnava knows that here is Lord Buddha, is Krishna's avatar. Although don't take his philosophy. Because Buddha refused to accept Vedic authority. Ninda si jagda vidhe raha suti jatam. Suti means Veda. Suti jatam, in the suti, in the Veda, there is mention of pasu, sacrifice, animal sacrifice. There is. So they began to argue with Lord Buddha that you are stopping yagya vidhi, stopping animal killing in the yagya. This is mentioned in the Vedas. But Lord Buddha knew this rascal simply talking of Vedas. He does not know what is Veda. But what is the use of arguing? Therefore he has to say, I don't care for your Veda. Stop arguing. So, nindasi jagga vidhi. Jagga vidhi, he wanted to stop. Namal animal sacrifice in the yagya. Therefore, he is denying the authority of Vedas. Nindasi jagga vidhi raha suti jatam. We cannot violate, which is mentioned in this. Therefore, he was taken. But he is avatar. It was needed at that time. As it is said here, bhumo bhara jihirsaya. When these rascals and fools increase, it becomes a burden to the earth. Just like a practical example, a child or a man, you weigh him, when he is alive, you will find one weight, and when he is dead, you will find another weight. That is practical. It will be heavier. Why heavier? Because there is no more spirit soul. So, the more people will be materialistic, the world will be burdened. Therefore, there must be war, pestilence, famine, to clear these rascals, clear off. You'll find these things, in Europe, every 10 years, 20 years, there's a fight, war. It is the history. From the Greek history, Roman history, and 7 years or 100 years or war. There must be war. Because they are sinful, the same sinful, killing animals, continuous. So there is war, reaction. But what is that war? To lessen the burden, to lessen the burden. It becomes very heavy, unbearable by the heart. And to reduce the weight, there is natural, and when there is still more power required, then Krishna comes. Arrange for a war in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and bring all the rascals and Phoenix within 18 days. Within 18 days, 64 crores men die. This is merit battlefield. Why? It is Krishna's arrangement. When Arjuna wanted to become non-violent, so he gave him instruction, so there is no question of non-violent. You are talking like an anarja, uncivilized man. Kutaste kasmalamedam visame samaposam. He working and talking of non-violence, that's said. There is no question of non-violence. ratified. So he was still arguing. Then he finally said, "My dear Arjuna, you fight or don't fight, it doesn't matter. They are not going to return. They'll be finished here. That is my arrangement." He said, "Nimitta matra bhavasabha sati." They are not going to return. So it is Krishna's arrangement. He says, "Jada jada hi dharma sadhrani bhavati bharat. Tadatmanam sijam abhuthanam adharmasya. Tadatmanam sijam." When people become too much sinful, too much godless, the world becomes overburdened. And there must be some machine to kill. Prakitakyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara. They are thinking independently. No independence. As soon as you become sinful, there is death, immediately. Immediately there will be war, pestilence, famine, flu, and so on and so on. So, here this saying, "Tatha aham cha avatarasse," Arjuna said, that you have descended to, lessen the burden of this world. Bhuvo bharat chikitsaya. There are many instances like that. When Prithu Maharaj was a king, there was no production, food production, because his father was a great sinful king. So on account of that, there was no production. And Prithu Maharaj wanted, he was a very good king, his incarnation also. He asked the earth, "Why you are not producing? If you do not produce, I shall kill you." This is mentioned in the fourth canto. And Mother Earth said, "My dear king, why you are angry upon me? It is my duty. When the people become rakshasas, I restrict my supply. Let them starve and die. I shall do that. This is my duty. Why you are angry with me?" The more people will be godless, there will be starvation. No supply. You cannot make by machine, just like last time when I was in Europe. Everything is now drying, it is yellow. What scientific method you have got? Bring water. Now they are thinking, bring importing water. Is it possible to import water? That's not possible. So, this will be punishment. In the Kali Yuga, the more people will be godless, and this punishment will be there. No water, no food supply. And over and above that, government taxes. You'll be harassed. Three things will go on. That is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavat. Anavrishti, durbhikha, paropirita. Now, paropirita, taxation. This is shastra. 5,000 years ago, this Bhagavat was written, and he has given, Vyasadeva has given the symptoms of Kali Yuga. One of the symptoms is this, and in the Kali Yuga, people will be so much embarrassed by three things. One thing, there will be no rain, the scarcity of rain. And naturally, there will be scarcity of durvikha. Durvikha means you will not be able to get anything by begging also. Even if I beg, I become a beggar. There is no supply. Especially these things will be no supply. Rice, wheat, sugar, and other things that are mentioned. This is all particularly mentioned. and we are experiencing. You are telling that rice is not available. Where it is? Polar. I have seen in Moscow, you cannot get any fruit, you cannot get any rice, you cannot get wheat, you can get only flesh, meat, and milk is available, these things. So, now, already it has begun. And ultimately, as the Kali Yuga advances, and people become very much advanced in denying the existence of God, Nirakar, these things will come. Wait for that punishment. Durvikha anavisti durvikha karava. And as soon as there will be scarcity of food, the government men will take advantage of it. Now we have to supply food. And where is food? Now you give me money, we shall purchase from import and the taxes. One side I am suffering, no food, and other side, whatever money I got, it will be taken by taxation. Now see what is your position. The position will be, people will become mad. So much trouble. Achinna dāradhravina gacchanti jirikānanam. People will be so much harassed that voluntarily they will give up their family, home, and go to the forest, hopeless. This is that. Don't think that Krishna consciousness is a joke, is a jugglery. It is the only remedy if you want to save yourself. Otherwise you are doomed. Don't take it, I mean to say, as a joke. It is a fact. So, best thing is that kalavudavasani rajan asti jiku mahan guna. There is one very nice opportunity. What is that opportunity? Kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga parambhaje. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, kirtanadeva krishnasya, you cannot say any other Shivasya, Kalisya, no. Krishnasya. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu. Not that any name, any my musical name, no. Just like so many fools and rascals say that you can chant any name. No. Shastra says, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. That is what. The Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parangmaje. If you take this process of chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, then you will be free from all these disturbances. You will be free. It is not pride, but it is a fact. It's like in our Krishna consciousness movement, we have got so much expenditure. In New York, we are spending 12 lakhs of rupees alone per month. There, we have got, this morning I was calculating, we have got 25 lakhs of rupees expenditure per month, all over the world. But we have no anxiety. That is practical. We have no anxiety. One man who has got to spend 25 rupees, he has got anxiety. But we have to spend 25 lakhs of rupees, but we have no anxiety. Because we have taken shelter of Krishna. Mahasucha, Krishna says. Sarvadharman paritrajya mamekam saranam bhaja. Ahangtam mukhasya. Sarva papibha. Oh, Krishna will take care of me in such a way. Yes. Let me consider. Mahasucha. There is no consideration. You do it immediately. Masu, quite masu. If you, Krishna is unable to feed you, he goes to bhunam vidadati kaman, nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. Why you talk of nonsense population? There is no question of population. But if you are sinful, if you are godless, then however, the restrictive means you take, what is that, sterilization, you have to stop. There is no question of diminishing the population. It is a question of to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, everything will finish. So, don't take it very lightly. Take it seriously. Take to Krishna consciousness. Krishna has come, avatara, and his instructions should be followed. Then we will be happy. Everything is there in Krishna's instruction for our benefit. But because we are rascals, murha, duskitena, naradhama, we have no knowledge, we refuse to accept. This is our problem. Namāga duskitena, murha, prapadyante, naradhama. Māyā, purita, jñāna, āsuri, bhāvamāsuri. Because we have become rakshasas, asuras, we deny to surrender Krishna, to surrender to Krishna, and we must suffer this sequence. This is Krishna consciousness moment. Thank you very much.